is your name, sir?
Chen.
Okay, who is Mr. Chen?
That's me.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Mayor, we will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on.
Sir, this is Tuesday on Battle 15. He requested a translator. I'll be helping him out today.
Okay, so you will be serving as a translator, so Mr. Neil will work with you and the two of you, and so we'll do it that way, sir. Thanks for calling that to my attention, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go through this slowly. Do you have to translate everything, or?
He understands some, but not 100%, so...
Okay, so pretty much everything then. Okay. I need him to state his name as ABC number for the record.
Isaac Chen?
Yes.
And my DUC number is 247737.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Chen is appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to his community supervision revocation.
Yeah, he understands.
Okay. I'm going to introduce the board members. I'm going to conduct the hearing, so I'll do that. I'll introduce slowly so you can kind of give it to him. So,
okay.
All right. So first we have myself. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the panel chair. Okay. Then we have the Honorable Louis Canonis. And Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. Then we have the Honorable Gil Rittenhouse.
Okay.
And the Honorable Michael Johnson.
Okay.
Also, with us today, we have Mr. Resby from the Department of Corrections. And he will also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, continue.
Okay. I'm going to swear Mr. Chan and Mr. Westby in at this time.
Okay.
So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm. Okay. Okay, there'll be two phases to the hearing today. In the first phase, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of his community supervision were violated.
And go ahead with the second one.
Okay, in the second phase, we will determine whether his community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay,
phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on his warrant, and then when I'm done reading it, I'll ask him if it is true or false.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3.
Okay. that?
Okay. The allegation is a violation of Arizona conditions of supervision, number three.
Number three, okay. Que la alegación es una violación de las condiciones de supervisión de Arizona, la número tres. And where is number three, please? You'd like to know?
Okay, well, so that is, he changed his place of residence. He was at Vivre on Elm Street, and he left about February 12th, 2018, without prior approval of his assigned parole officer.
Okay. Yes, he understand.
Okay. His whereabouts were unknown, so he was an absconder from supervision. Okay, so I need him to tell me whether that statement is true or false.
He said he left, he went to Mexico for a family emergency.
Okay, so the statement is true. He left without telling anybody.
He said he left and he did tell the manager at the halfway house. He told him to go wash clothes because they saw him with his belongings in his pants. So he said he want to go wash clothes.
So the statement is true, and I'm going to move the hearing forward then. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Chan, I move to find that he is delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of company.
He said he delinquent on his parole, and he said that the, can you repeat the part about lapsing?
Okay, sir. It's a motion that I'm making for the board to vote on. I just wanted him to understand what I'm saying. I don't need any comment from him at this time.
Okay,
so we're going to vote on that. So that was my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to move on to phase two in a moment, sir.
Okay,
before we actually move into phase two, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So just stay there on the phone and we'll be back to you in a minute.
Okay.
On December 4th, 2017, Mr. Chan was released from the OC. He was arrested March 4th, 2018 by San Luis PD, no new charges. I don't know if he's
going to
translate it
out. Can you repeat the dates? December 4th?
December 4th, 2017, Mr. Chan was released from DOC.
Do you understand?
He was arrested March 4th, 2018 by San Luis PD and there were no new charges.
Okay.
He was back in DOC custody March 5th, 2018. His adjusted CSED is June 24th, 2018, 20 abscond days.
Can you repeat that?
His adjusted CSED is June 24th, 2018, 20 abscond days.
Realmente desde el sábado, junio 20 de este año, me sentía que ya tiene página ahora.
So, junio 24?
Sí.
¿De 2018?
Sí, 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 sí.
Current conviction, 2015, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years.
Tu comisión de robo de vehículo, ¿tienes un compañero?
Okay, sir.
Prior convictions, marijuana violation, 2009, 3.5 years. Aggravated assault, 2010, 1 year.
Un año aggravated assault?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-4. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2.
Okay, sir. Es un tercero aquí que ya ahorita está por favor, está aquí, tu mano house por el segundo.
No me entiendo eso.
Tu mano house por está bien,
que no tiene tal.
Ya, ¿qué le está?
STG Gang Information notes he's a member of Barrio Littletown and a Border Brothers STG suspect.
Que dice que está del STG, que es Border Brothers, el mundo de Littletown. Y STG suspect de Border Brothers. Sospecha, tu sospecha que tiene esta parte o
sospecha de que se vuelve
el mismo. ¿Qué ha sido? ¿Cómo está?
Prior term of supervision, 2012. TIS release of Sounder, 55 days. Revoked by the BOEC.
En 2012 también te existe SCAM.
¿Qué es eso?
Que no te reportaste.
Oye, en el mismo sentido, a mí sí me reportaste. Todo el tiempo, en cuanto se había
reportado. Ok, here I'm done. 2012.
His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, violence, disorderly conduct, and staff assault noted.
Tienes disciplinary, los tickets, tienes violencia, drogas y asalto staff.
Other arrest, 2007, assault, Arizona, juvenile detention, 2007, burglary tools possession, juvenile detention, 2007, burglary third degree, juvenile detention, 2007, burglary first degree, juvenile detention. 2007, theft of means of transportation, juvenile detention.
Todo juvenile detention. Sí, acuerdo de eso, ¿no? El juvenile también. Robo de vehículo, acuerdo de asalto. Sí, están correctos.
¿Está
de acuerdo?
Mira,
¿no te acuerdas?
Yo me voy a llamar, por favor, que la gente va a beber de asalto.
Yes. Yeah. We still have an aggravated assault. Hey, sir,
yeah, there's 2007 for the assault. My community risk score is a G6B7.
Can you repeat that, sir?
Community risk score is a G6B7.
Okay. Tu riesgo de la comunidad de género es 6 y violence es 7, tan alto. Y cuando sabes tú que tienes más, tienes más probable que van a reposarte el mismo día, entonces te va a tomar mucha pena. ¿Ok?
¿Cómo es 6 y 7? ¿Se me entiende? 6
y 7 son de todos los padres que se te matan a los niños, que tú eres pobre. No es de aquí, es de tu cuando se utiliza para bajar y papá. Es como más y eso quiere decir que lo más probable es que cuando tú salgas el mismo día vas a tener que reportar con su papá. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, I guess originally he was assigned to TLC on East Roosevelt in Phoenix.
Originally originalmente estaba asignado a Phoenix for PLC.
¿Y lo mismo había?
Yes,
okay, and then he requested to reside at the V-Way self-pay program on West Elm in Phoenix, and V-Way agreed, and the residence was approved, so he moved to V-Way.
Okay. Pediste que te cambiaran a V-Way, no te pagaron, y fue aprobado por V-Way, y te cambiaron a V-Way. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, next is his parole officer, Pierre Kuberman, received a discharge letter from V-Way on February 12th. And the letter stated that that Mr. Chan had left the facility on January 12th, and he took all of his personal property with him. And also, he didn't inform P.O. Kuberman that he was going anywhere, and he didn't have any permission to leave.
Okay. Entonces, en enero, dieron una carta de que te despidieron de ahí, del porque miraron que te fuiste con todas tus cosas y que no le avisaste al P.O. Kuberman que te ibas a ir en ninguna parte. ¿Tú entiendes todo?
Okay. But I understand what he said before is that when he left there, he went to Mexico because of a family situation?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where he was at for the 20 days when he was, had been a scare me?
I think there were 20 days.
Que estoy haciendo en México.
He went, his mom had heart problems, and he stayed down there. ¿Regresaste cuando se mejoró?
Sí, ya que...
And when she got better, her house, she was sick, and her house burned down, and he rented her an apartment.
Y ya cuando le dijimos instalar con mi esposa, ella me entregó.
And when she got better, he left in the hands of his wife, and he came to the border and turned off.
Okay. Looks like he was working for a landscaping company before he absconded.
Yes.
And it says he was only responsible for three UAs while he was out, and two of them were negative, and one it was he failed to provide the sample on the. Was, but he was, that's when he was gone.
Okay.
I'm going to see if any of my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay. We're coming to the end of the hearing, and we always give the person a chance to make a final statement, so Mr. Chan can make a final statement if he would like to tell us anything that he thinks we might need to know to make an informed decision, but we ask that he doesn't tell us anything else, anything that he's already told us.
Okay. Ya me al final, solo que me dan chance de que digan algo, un comentario que te va a ayudar, y que te piden que no repitas cosas que ya dijiste. Como mismo ya lo elegimos de casi pues también no va a matar.
Sí, no, pues yo sé que las cosas no ve como si hubiera nada bonito, pero yo tengo 2 años y medio, ¿sí me entiendes? Limpio.
Sí. He says that he knows that his record doesn't his past doesn't look good, but he has 2.5 years.
Doesn't
his name? 2.5 years clean,
no
smoking,
no formal,
no smoking, no drugs, nothing.
Y estaba trabajando, estaba haciendo unas cosas.
Are you doing everything right?
Hasta que pasé el problema con mi familia en México.
Until the situation with his family
happened in Mexico. So, cuatro días antes de que yo me viniera para, que yo fuera, me viniera para México. Yo vi con mi pro, y me enseñé las fotos de mi casa quemada.
He said 4 days before he absconded, he showed pictures of the house that burned down to his parochial.
Y le dije que sí, por favor, le dije, por favor, si me puede mandar para atrás de la cárcel. Porque era mucho con mí la presión, y dije que traigo, y dije, no sé cómo iría.
He asked the prophet to please send him back to prison because he had too much pressure on him, knowing that his house was...
Y no sé cómo iría con él.
I didn't know how to deal with the problem,
porque yo estaba en una ciudad que no es mi ciudad, si me entiendes, y yo solo.
He was in a place by himself, in a city that isn't his city.
Pero... No sé qué estuvo en nadie que haya mirado el próximo, pero pero yo recibí una llamada a las 5 de la mañana en el día ese, como a las 5 o 4 por ahí, pero a mí me dijeron que mi mamá se había puesto más mal y que me quería ver juntamente.
Then he got a call at 5 o'clock in the morning that his mom was getting sick, and that's when
y fue cuando, sin pensarlo, me vi.
Then without thinking, he left and went to my
hospital.
Okay, well, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and we ask that you stay on the phone, and we'll get back to you in a minute. If you can, as much as possible, make sure, you know, he understands what the discussion is. We're going to be open meeting law, so he and everybody else is entitled to, you know, to hear the discussion. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and we'll get back to you in a minute.
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate one. Family problems can, you know, cause people to do things without thinking properly, but not only did he abscond, but he left the country. And, you know, although he tells us what was going on, and we don't really have any reason not to believe him, we just don't have any proof that he wasn't doing drugs or committing crimes or anything else while he was gone. So, with the previous abscond times and his disciplinary record, while he's been incarcerated, I'm not inclined to return to community supervision at this time. He doesn't have a whole lot of time left. So, I'm going to listen to any discussion from any fellow board members.
I do.
Okay. Well, based on all the information, in the warrant, information from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Chan's statements, I need to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Chan as he was delinquent, violated terms of condition of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, and specifically he left the country while he was on community supervision. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, the board voted to revoke his community supervision. He should be released on or about June 24th, 2018. And at that time, it's not that long from now, he'll be able to go back to Mexico and take care of his mom and the situation down there and do it properly. The board does pass on our sympathy to the issues that he's had with his family, but you have to follow the rules here to keep from getting in more trouble. So we do wish him luck, and this would end his hearing.
Okay. I don't know. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I think you got one more for us. I'm not going